Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Lest I forget it, let me remind you up front that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. You dialing that telephone number gets you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about the ballot, our election ballot. Do you realize murder and mutilation are on the ballot? Murder and human bodily mutilation on the ballot. This is the reason it's so, how would you say, imperative that we vote. Let me do a pre-monologue introduction to where we're going today. Franklin Graham in Decision Magazine said this, and may I quote, "The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly opened wide open in the past 2 years. Many of our leaders now advocate for and defend such abominable behavior as same-sex marriages. They are staunch supporters of transgenderism, which is nothing but a lie from hell. They don't call it biological males going into girls' bathrooms. They, under the disguise of being a female, they don't care if that happens," he's saying. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden, administration, under the Biden socialist Marxist regime, murder by way of abortion and mutilation are on the ballot November the 8th. Early voting started today in the state of Florida. And I don't know if you have put it on your agenda to vote or not, but the plea today for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot is to vote. And we're going to talk about this issue of the ballot and what's on it, murder and mutilation on our ballot to vote. Yes, you have the option, we have the option, ladies and gentlemen, of deciding if we're going to promulgate further the mutilation and murder. Murder by way of abortion and mutilation of preteens and teenagers under the transgenderism mindset of the Biden cabal and the Biden socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party called the Democrats. Your vote will make the determination of the trajectory and the direction that our nation goes in relationship to these two very fundamental moral, ethical, biblical issues. Now realize there are dozens and dozens of other peripheral issues. If you'd like to ask questions about them, join in the dialogue and discussion on them, or say something about those other issues, that's wonderful. We're going to be talking about today in this broadcast on Let's Face the Issues. We'll be talking about murder and mutilation on the ballot. I pray that you'll stay tuned. I pray that you'll listen carefully. I pray that you'll call others to join the dialogue and discussion and tune in to this broadcast today. I believe it is vital, as no other election has been in our lifetimes. So I pray that you will join in the dialogue and discussion and understand the seriousness of the moral, ethical agenda that's on this ballot for November the 8th. And the election literally in our state starts today. Started a week ago in Georgia. We've already had approximately 3+ million voting in Florida, with the early voting having already started in other areas of Florida. But ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very urgent that we understand the need for conservatives and Christians and patriots to vote. Every vote counts. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of some denominational dogma. It's not a matter of some political, philosophical rhetoric. We base the decision of what we discuss and the discussion on what the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God says. It's called having a central biblicist worldview. And in case you've not heard that term, it simply means taking everything that's happening in society, including this election, and look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How would God have us to respond? Ladies and gentlemen, according to God's Word, as we look at the Scripture, Psalms 127, verse 3, talking about our children, says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." And yet we're murdering the babies in the womb by the thousands in America. If you want that to continue, you want that to increase, you want that to be the law of the land, then, ladies and gentlemen, sit at home and don't vote, or vote for the socialist, Marxist, Democratic candidates that's going to promulgate that, broaden that, and destroy our heritage in America. As we face the issues based on the authority of the Scripture, we understand in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God. It is the truth of the Lord that in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture tells us will abide forever, eternally, continually. But ladies and gentlemen, I contend that we're far away from truth today. I don't know how you can get away from truth as far as we have as a society and still think that somehow, some way, God will sustain us as a people, as a nation. It's an impossibility. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that made a statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I see that occurring more and more each and every day. It is a hatred, it is a disdain, it is a dissing, if you will, of anything that's called truth, whether it's moral, ethical, biblical, theological, societal, military, or political, whatever the case may be, whatever the category. There's a disdain and a hatred for anyone standing and speaking the truth. It is the responsibility of the Christian. It's the responsibility of the church. It's the responsibility of the pastor standing in the pulpit to make sure that truth goes forth from our churches and from the pulpits in our nation today. It is because of the lack of truth being promulgated, proclaimed in our churches that brings us to the position that we're in society today, in my most humble opinion. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement very clearly. Headlines of the article says, "DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth." He says, and I quote, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the truth, reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we could not have stated it any more clearly than former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint stated it. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, and I quote, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge to you each and every day. Stand for truth, defend it, even if we have to stand alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that can identify the home of Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about murder and mutilation on the ballot for this election. And I gave you an elongated quote earlier from Franklin Graham, but I believe it's worthy of a repeating of that statement. Franklin Graham in Decision Magazine said, "The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly swung wide open in the past 2 years. Many of our leaders now advocating for and defend such abominable behavior as same-sex marriages. They are staunch supporters of transgenderism, which is nothing but a lie from hell. They don't care if biological males go into the girls' bathrooms under the disguise of being a female," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, under the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist dictator regime, murder by way of abortion and mutilation by way of the so-called transgenderism are the top priorities on their list. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote at that point. If that's what you want to continue, if you want that murder by way of abortion, you want transgenderism, which is destroying homes and families and lives, if you want that to continue and to escalate, simply vote a Democratic ticket. Vote for any candidate that is what you'd call a blue state representative. Vote for any candidate that stands for or in the corner of and advocates for the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist party under Biden administration and his leadership. I'm looking at an article that says, as schools hide trans identities from and fire parents, parental rights take center stage in the midterms. Dated October the 19th. In recent days, a Vermont high school soccer coach and parent was fired for using male pronouns in reference to a biological male trans identifying student who watched his daughter change in the girls' locker room. A Pennsylvania school was forced to be instructing teachers to hide the preferred names and pronouns of trans-identifying students from their parents. The incidents are the latest in the escalating clash between school administrators and parents over the transgender issue that's spilling over into the voting booths across the nation. The article further states in brief, these are just the latest occurrences of the controversial movement by progressive lawmakers and school administration officials who exclude parents from being informed about sexual identity issues that their children are expressing in school. The issue reached a boiling point late last week when it came to light that a progressive Virginia House of Delegates member planned to introduce legislation that would criminally charge parents who do not affirm their children's preferred gender identity or sexual preferences. A recent survey of likely voters conducted by the Rasmussen Report found that 77% see education issues as important in the midterm elections, with 45% saying education will be a very important issue. But ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine now in the state of Virginia where a legislator would introduce legislation making it basically a legal mandatory process would introduce the legislation that would charge any parent with a criminal charge if they, the parents, do not affirm their children's preferred sexual identity and preference, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want that to continue and to escalate, simply vote for a Democrat. A socialist, I don't care what that Democrat says. I don't care what he claims or she claims to be. If it's on the Democratic ticket, ladies and gentlemen, they're out to destroy the fundamental foundation of America as we know it today. They're out to destroy the nuclear family. They're out to destroy and divide the nation by race and gender. They're out to dethrone God. And that's the three major points, ladies and gentlemen, of Marxism that is being carried out through the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democratic Party today. And I'm saying this with great passion because we're in the election season. People are voting as I speak across our great nation. And it's going to make the difference how you vote in this election for the future of America and the morals and ethics and the values and the very foundation of our nation and the future of this and future generations based on the vote that you cast in this election. Let me take a couple of moments to look at a couple of other articles, and then we'll start taking our callers. Looking at a headline says, "You are the expert on your child," quote, colon. House members introduce amendment to protect parents' rights, dated October the 20th. Members of Congress have introduced a constitutional amendment that would protect a parent's rights to direct the upbringing, the education, and the care for every child. U.S. Representative Debbie Lesko, L-E-S-K-O, a Republican of Arizona, submitted the Parental Rights Amendment this week, written to establish parenting a child as a fundamental right in America. Parental rights are under attack across our nation, she said. The joint resolution, House Joint Resolution 36, would give parents a right to direct the child's education, which includes the right to choose as an alternative to public schools, private, religious, or homeschool, and the right to make reasonable choices within public schools for one's child, and the government cannot infringe on that right. Ladies and gentlemen, the article continues with this statement. In Michigan, for example, children could be able to obtain sterilization drugs without their parents' permission under the new proposal set to vote in November in Michigan. Passage of Prop 3 will give boys a constitutional right to be castrated and girls the right under the Michigan Constitution to be sterilized by way of a hysterectomy or the removal of both ovaries, all without any parental consent or knowledge, according to the statement in this article. Michigan lawmakers are pushing back, introducing a bill to classify transgender procedures as surgeries on minors as first-class child abuse. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly where it should land. I believe we're watching the criminality of these so-called medical experts, school counselors, and legislators that's destroying the future and the reproduction of our civilization by what they're doing with transgenderism. But listen carefully, transgenderism, the mutilization by way of transgenderism, and murder by way of abortion are both the key issues on the ballot this election cycle. Don't let anybody kid you. The financial state of America is very serious. The condition of our military is serious. The southern borders are serious. But ladies and gentlemen, the top two issues on the ballot as we vote this election cycle happens to be none other than the murder by way of abortion and the mutilization by the transgender movement in America. I believe Joe Biden has transgenderism on his mind with every move, with every statement, with everything that he signs, with everything that he does. He is pushing, as no other president in the history of America, the mutilization of our youth and the destruction of the babies in the womb. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
I pray that you are also.
Thank you.
You hit the nail on the head. I'm telling you. Number one, it's not him. It's his puppet masters that's pulling his strings. And anybody vote for Democrats, you get what you ask for. You know, and I just let it go at that. And Black Lives Matter, they need to take those girls to court. They really
absolutely.
Do.
In fact, all lives matter. Black lives matter. Brown lives matter. White lives matter. Blue lives matter, if you want to talk about police officers. But yet, under that banner of Black Lives Matter, it is nothing more than a Marxist organization that's now gone under the radar simply because they've stolen several hundred million dollars and no account being held for that. But when it comes back to the issues that we're speaking about murder by way of abortion, and the sexualization and the weaponization of that transgender movement in our schools today, destroying this and future generations. And I say future generations, Kenneth, because most do not recognize and realize that in these transgender surgeries, it sterilizes the boy and the girl. There will be zip, zero, no reproduction capabilities for them for the best rest of their lives. And I believe it's some 143,000 that's already undergone that, and thousands now have looked back in regret as to what they've done. And I've got case studies where they are giving testimonials as to the fact they were lied to by the public officials, they were lied to by their teachers, they were lied to by the counselors in the schools, they were lied to by the medical profession, they were lied to by the doctors and the nursing staff that waited on them while their bodies were being mutilated. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. And I am passionate today, inviting, asking, encouraging everyone on the sound of my voice to make sure that you vote. I use the term, it can be rain, sleet, or shine. It doesn't make any difference. You need to vote because we understand that the Democrats are going to try to steal the election, already have the mechanism in place to attempt to do so. Knowing that, we need to make sure that every one of us votes. And as you said so eloquently and correctly, if you vote for Democrats, you get what you voted for. And that is nothing more than a continuation of the socialist Marxist regime and the socialist Marxist communist agenda that is absolutely going to destroy America lest we take the stand that God will have us to do. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep on keeping on, brother. God bless you as you serve the Lord today. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Dr. Jeremiah speaks, he's saying that not necessarily in the end of the world, but we're living in the days of the world of the end. And this seems to be so true. It's like we are on fast track towards final events. Because just as you're saying, you know, the craziness is gone so far, as Romans say, he would give them over because they refuse to honor God as God, who and in spite of revelation, he would give them over to the reprobate, not that they would do things, crazy things, and that's where we are today. As you say, we are with the gender mutilization and the sodomite agenda. I see the gender confusion that they are imposing upon our children as just exactly part of the sodomite agenda, and this is going to be. When we hear the statistics of how many bodies have been mutilized already, how many of our youngsters have been destroyed already, we realize that we are in serious times. And as when we look at it, if they're pushing this agenda, it's sterilizing our young people. So we have no humanity coming to a dead end. The future of humanity is coming to an end. The babies are being destroyed in the womb, and now the kids are being mutilated and destroyed. So reproduction is at a dead end. Only God has the answer. Praise God, He's on the throne. Hallelujah. We can keep looking to Him and trusting Him if He's going to. We are praying this election. There are so many so-called church members who are continuing in blindness towards what is happening, just holding on to their party alliance. That is more important than anything else. I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, so they don't look at values. And there are so many who is not going to vote, but we're praying, and our eyes is on the one on the throne, because we know He has the final word.
Absolutely. Lily, you touched on the fact that so many will not vote. In fact, according to David Barton with Wall Builders, he said about 40 million plus Christians did not vote in the 2020 election. And as we see it now, Matt Stable with the Liberty Council has projected that probably as many as 25 million Christians will not vote in this election cycle. And so my simple answer is, if we care, if we're Christians, if we care about the future of our generation, if we care about our kids, if we care about the future of America, if we care about the Christian opportunity for soul winning evangelism and missionary efforts, if we care about our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we must vote. We cannot sit at home, Lily.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
Thank you so much for your call and your input. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about two things that's on the ballot. Now, I understand there are multiple things on the ballots across America. Each state has different things on there. But the general theme that's on the ballot across America, in your state, our state, and our other states across America, two major things. That is murder and mutilation. Murder by way of abortion and mutilation by the transgenderism, which is a demonic ideological bent that's being promulgated through the Biden administration and every socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democratic leader, so-called, and those candidates that are running for office. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the Planned Parenthood and other organizations like that, they've had a goal in mind for many, many, many years. And that goal, that agenda, is to reduce the population, destroying the population in America. And it's on the fast track. I'm looking at an article that just published on October the 22nd of 2022. And it says, C-1969, that's 1969, 1969 memo of the radical population control that is now in place. The article goes on to say, more than a half century ago, Planned Parenthood produced a memo that compiled strategies for population control that were being proposed at that time, including restructuring of the family, encouraging homosexuality, and tax-funded abortion and sterilization of the youth, end quote. Looking at the agenda in a form that is in a line item, number one, the social constraints, restructuring the family, postpone or avoid marriage, alter the image of the ideal family size, compulsory education of the children, encourage increased homosexuality, educate the family on limitations, fertility control agenda in the water supply, encourage women to work to get them out of the home and the family and nurturing of children. And it goes on and on and on. A three-page article, ladies and gentlemen. And that's part of the agenda that has been in play now with Planned Parenthood for over 50 years. Keep in mind, the essence of what I just read, the blurb in that two-page article, is the fact that their agenda is population control, reducing the population. Reduce the population by encouraging or discouraging the family unit. Decreasing the population by sterilization, decreasing the population by murder by way of abortion. And those two items, ladies and gentlemen, the sterilization and the mutilization of our kids today, preteens and teenagers, along with the murder of the babies in the womb, is the top agenda, top two items on the agenda for this election. If you look at the ballot that you have, a sample ballot, looking at that ballot, you see the multiplicity of other things. But underlying all of that is the main agenda, two items, and that is the murder by way of abortion and the mutilization by the sterilization of our kids, the preteens and the teenagers. I'll read a headline, and then we'll take our top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. Headline says, doctors perform dozens of genital surgeries on minors, according to the data. Dozens of genital surgeries and hundreds of mastectomies were performed on children for the purpose of gender transitions from 2019 to 2021, according to the insurance data analyzed by health technology company. At least 56 genital surgeries, 776 mastectomies were performed on minors aged 13 to 17 with gender dysphoria diagnosis in the U.S. in 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.